96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this 30th and final day of the month of June. Beautiful start to the day, sunshine and 64 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lori Douglas. Lori is in to talk about the Brian Douglas Memorial Softball Tournament, Tournament 2.0, coming up a week from Saturday, July the 9th. Lori, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Ron.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like the tournament's taking place July 9th. Where is it going to be taking place, and when do things get rolling?
Okay, it is going to be taking place at the Santa Fe Park Field there on South Avenue. And the first game that morning is going to start at 9, and then it'll run usually kind of deeper into the evening hours. So games going on all day there.
And, Lori, is this a co-ed team event then?
Yes, co-ed for sure. Yes, the teams need to have a minimum of 4 girls to start each game.
Okay, and this will be going on all day into the evening hours coming up a week from Saturday, which is July the 9th at Santa Fe Park. And let's talk about the Memorial Tournament. Of course, Brian was loved by many here in and around the Emporia area, and so unfortunate that he passed away from cancer in 2021. So how did this tournament come to be, Lori?
Well, Brian loved playing co-ed softball, and we played a ton of it up until basically our kids got big enough to play and then stopped to go watch them do their things. And through softball, we met so many people and have so many memories, fun times, bad times. You know, it's all competition is good. And it brought the best out in Brian and stuff. So, yes, softball truly was his love.
Well, and obviously you've decided to put on this memorial tournament to help others. Is that the case?
Yes, that is the case. And really, I'm going to say the tournament got started by Gary and Sandy Laux is who gets the full credit of starting the tournament. We played against them when we were starting out, and then Gary umpired so many games after he quit playing. So it is Gary and Sandy that gets the full credit of getting this ball rolling, and we are really honored that they decided to do so.
And it also sounds too like there is a fundraising component with this here too, Lori, and specifically it sounds like there's a one person that's going to wind up getting the funds for this coming up here once everything's all said and done.
Yes, exactly. We have chosen to bless Jennifer Myers and her family this year from the proceeds from the tournament. Jennifer was unfortunately diagnosed with stage 4 uterine cancer back in approximately December. So she is on a journey that nobody wants to be on. She has 5 kids and stuff. So, yes, so her family is going to receive all the proceeds and to help them.
Yeah, please come show your support and help out the Myers family during a very, very difficult time. Well, Lori, if people want to get signed up, how much is it, and how do they get their teams in?
To play in the tournament, it is $200 a team, and you need to contact Gary Laux, and his number, 620-794-5561. And I know it was filling up very fast, so do not wait any longer. Give him a call. And if softball, playing at a game, isn't your thing and we're too old to do so, we would gladly accept, donations, so you can reach out to Gary and set that up also if you'd like to do that.
Well, I do believe, too, you can have a silent auction, things like that at the tournament?
Yes, yes, Ashley Conradi has taken that by the horns, and there'll be a silent auction, and the community has been wonderful of giving donations for that. And then there's also going to be a 50-50 raffle, and they are running a good concession stand.
On top of that, do you need volunteers? I know you're researching and, you know, trying to get teams involved here to fill this out as much as possible, but do you need volunteers here for the ninth?
Honestly, the more people that can help, and it's going to be July and softball, so it's going to be hot. So, you know, if you would like to do that, we absolutely would take volunteers, give them a call. I know a lot of people have already volunteered, but you don't ever want to say no to people that want to help. That's what we're here to do, is all help each other.
Indeed, it's the Brian Douglas Memorial Tournament 2.0 coming up Saturday, July 9th. Santa Fe Park, get a hold of Gary Locks to get your team in. Gary's number is 620-794-5561. Anything else we need before we finish up here, Lori?
I think we're good. Just thank you all for supporting our family, and we hope to bless another family just like we are blessed in a bad situation.
Lori, thanks. We appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Lori.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Lori Douglas joining us here. The Brian Douglas Memorial Softball Tournament coming up Saturday, July 9th at Santa Fe Park. Again, Gary Lauchs, your contact person, 620-794-5561.
All right, and as we look here at the live and local calendar here on KVUE.com, tomorrow's newsmaker guest is going to be Emporia First Friday director Kayla Mock. As last month, we had the second Friday art walk because of Unbound. We're back on the first Friday